Lisa DeLay, and you're listening to the Spark My Muse podcast. Welcome to Soul School, everybody. This is the final lesson of What is the Meaning of Life? My Ecclesiastes Wisdom Text Study. And I'll be reading the last part of Ecclesiastes. It's four chapters, but they're fairly short. And this section of Ecclesiastes, it mirrors the first section of the book. There's a poem, and I will actually read the headings so that you know what they are before I read them. I also want to mention that if you start at lesson 50, if you've missed any in this series, start at lesson 50 and work your way forward. That way, a lot of things will make more sense and you'll get a lot more out of this series than if you just jump in here at the end. So here are the sections. Starts at chapter 8. Of course, there were no chapters and verses when this was written. This was added very, very much later in the Bible to help us find things more easily. The headings that are added for our benefit now in this translation by David A. Dorsey are here to help us understand the literary structure of Ecclesiastes, and now we're at the tail end. The literary structure I delve into more in Lesson 51. So the headings are, be obedient to the king, do things at the appropriate time in the appropriate way, remember that God will right all wrongs, death is certain, so enjoy your life while you are still alive. Misfortunes happen randomly to everyone, yet it is advantageous to live wisely. Later, there's some thoughts on wisdom and folly. And there's always this contrast between wisdom and folly, and they are often personified as women to give it more life and character. And then the conclusion comes in chapter 11. Conclusion, life is brief and unpredictable, so live wisely and enjoy the journey. Life is unpredictable, live wisely, and do what is most likely to succeed. So once again, Ecclesiastes and wisdom text in the Bible and in ancient times is not about saints and sinners, heaven and hell, or morals in the religious sense that we certainly superimpose on things now in the Bible. Wisdom text is all about life right now. It's very pragmatic. Words like wicked, righteous, good, evil, relate to picking the right path. Righteous really means right path, and wicked is the opposite of that, or wrong path. So when you read those words in the Bible, in wisdom text, realize that's what you're reading. That's what the hearer of these words would be hearing. They wouldn't be hearing godliness and ungodliness in terms of heaven and hell or something along those lines. They would be hearing practical life living lessons. The next section is enjoy life now while you are still young. Again, this is from a teacher or a king to a young person. And then there's a poem at the end that mirrors the poem at the beginning. And it's a poem about the passage of time. I'll get into more of what some of the symbolism means here because it's a little bit tricky. And then there's an epilogue. And we can understand that the epilogue is added later. So I will read this now to you, and then I'll get into a little bit more of a reflection on it, a short reflection, and then the series will be over. And maybe you can get in touch with me and see if you enjoyed the series. I haven't done a series like this ever on Soul School. If you'd like me to do more of them in the future, I can. I was interested in doing Joseph, the story of Joseph, which is a chiastic literary masterpiece, perhaps the most beautiful in all of the ancient world, and this is agreed upon the more than just biblical scholars. This is among literature folks in the literature world. It's just full of all these nested chiastic structures, and it's a reversal of fortune story. So it's quite beautiful, but I don't want to waste your time. If you don't enjoy these types of series or these types of soul schools, I can move on to something else because I have some other ideas as well. So let me read this to you, and I hope that you are blessed by it. Chapter 8, verse 1. Who is the wise person who understands these things? Such understanding will brighten his face with joy. Be obedient to the king. Obey the king as you have sworn by oath to do. Do not be quick to walk out of his presence. Do not join in a bad cause, for he can do whatever he pleases. The king's word is authoritative. Who can say to him, what are you doing? Whoever obeys his command will come to no harm. Do things at the appropriate time in the appropriate way. The wise person knows the proper time and way to do things. There is a proper time and way to do everything, despite the fact that life is difficult and uncertain. A person cannot know what will happen to him or when it will happen. He has no authority over his own life breath or when he will die. He cannot escape life's battles. Even wealth cannot protect him from them. Remember that God will right all wrongs. I have observed all these things and thought about everything that happens in this world. Sometimes people gain power over others and bring them great harm. I have seen the wicked buried and eulogized in the very city where they did their evil, but such praise has no ultimate significance. People dare to do all kinds of evil because the punishment for such wrongdoings does not occur instantly. Nevertheless, although a wicked man commits 100 crimes and still lives a long time, I know that in the end it will go better for those who respect and obey God, who live obediently before him. The wicked person who does not live obediently before God, in the end it will not go well for him, and his days will not lengthen like a shadow. The travesties of justice in this world are only temporary and ultimately inconsequential. For example, when the righteous people get what the wicked deserve, when the wicked people get what the righteous deserve. But I say that such travesties are only temporary and ultimately inconsequential. So I recommend the enjoyment of life. The best thing a person can do in this life is to eat and drink and be joyful. Let joy accompany him in his work all the days of life that God has given to him to live in this world. Death is certain, so enjoy your life while you are still alive. When I sought to become wise and to understand what goes on in this world, I realized that even if a person were to stay awake day and night, he would never be able to know God's plan. No human being can comprehend it. Despite all his best efforts, a person cannot discover it. A wise man may claim to know it, but he doesn't. I pondered and considered all of this. I concluded that even in the case of the righteous and the wise, what happens to them is in God's hands. No one, including the wise, can know whether easy times or hard times await him. All that can be known for certain is that the same fate awaits everyone, the righteous and the wicked, the good and the bad, the clean and the unclean, those who offer sacrifices and those who do not. The same destiny awaits good people and sinners, those who take oaths and those who refuse to take them. Whatever happens to people in this life, the same fate awaits them all. Whether a person's heart is full of evil or praise while he lives, in the end he will join the dead. Anyone who is still among the living can be sure of this one thing. But even a live dog is better than a dead lion. For the living know they will die, but the dead know nothing. They can derive no more benefit from this life. Even the memory of them fades. Their love, their hate, and their zeal have already come to an end. They will never again take part in anything that happens in this life. Therefore, go eat your food with joy and drink your wine with a joyful heart, for this is what God wants you to do now. Always be clothed in white and always anoint your head with fragrant oil. Enjoy life with your wife, whom you love, all the days of this fleeting life that God has given you in this world, all your fleeting days. For this is what God wants you to do as you live and work in this life. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might, because in the grave where you are going, there will be no more working or planning or knowledge or wisdom. Misfortunes happen randomly to everyone, yet it is advantageous to live wisely. I have observed another thing in this world. The race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor does food come to the wise, or wealth to the intelligent, or favor to the knowledgeable, but events and misfortunes happen randomly to everyone. A person does not know when tragedy will strike. As fish are caught in a deadly net, or birds are captured in a snare, so people are taken by surprise when disasters befall them. I saw an example of wisdom that was very sad. There was once a small town with only a few people in it. A powerful king came against it, surrounded it, built a huge siege works against it, There lived in a town a man who was poor but wise. He saved the town by his wisdom, but in the end no one appreciated what he had done. But I said to myself, despite this, wisdom is still more powerful than military strength. Even if the poor man's wisdom was not honored with his words, and his words were not celebrated, the quiet words of a wise person are more valuable than the shouts of a ruler who is a fool. Wisdom is more powerful than the weapons of war. Some thoughts on wisdom and folly. One wrong can destroy much good, just as one dead fly can spoil a whole container of expensive perfume. So a little folly can spoil much wisdom. The mind of a wise person prefers what is right, and the mind of the foolish prefers what is wrong. A fool reveals that he lacks wisdom wherever he goes. He declares to everyone that he is a fool. If a ruler's temper is aroused against you, do not leave your post, for calmness can allay great offenses. I have observed something foolish that rulers in this world often do. They place fools in high positions and put men of substance in low positions. I have seen slaves riding along on horseback while princes walk on foot like slaves. But whoever digs a pit may fall into it. Whoever breaks through a wall may be bitten by a snake. Whoever quarries stones may be injured by them. Whoever splits logs may be hurt by them. If the axe is dull and its edge is unsharpened, the one who wields it must use more strength, but wisdom can help a person succeed. If a snake bites its trainer because it has been poorly trained, the trainer will have done all his work in vain. The words of a wise man brings him approval, but a fool destroys himself by what he says. What a fool says from the beginning to end is foolish and full of nonsense, yet he talks on and on. A fool tires of his work, but he does not know the way back to town. How unfortunate you are, O land, whose king is immature, whose princes feast in the morning. How fortunate you are, O land, whose king is noble, and whose princes feast at appropriate times, and in dignity rather than shamefully. Laziness causes the rafters to sag. Idle hands cause the house to fall down. Bread brings laughter, and wine brings merriment. But money is needed to provide these things. Do not revile the king, even to an intimate friend, or curse an influential person, even in the privacy of your bedroom, because a bird of the air may carry your words, and a bird on the wing may report what you say. The conclusion comes next, and what we just heard was a bunch of proverbs which echo the proverbs in the beginning of the text in Ecclesiastes. So this is, life is unpredictable, live wisely, and do what is most likely to succeed. Practical wisdom from King Solomon, or whoever has collected these sayings. Release your grain when the rainy season begins, because after many days you will get a good return from it. Set aside seed money for 7, even 8 years, for you do not know what sort of disaster might befall the land. When the clouds are full of water, they will empty their rain upon the land, and when the trees bend to the south or to the north, you know the wind is blowing them that direction. But whoever watches the wind too closely will never plant, and whoever watches the rain clouds too closely will never reap. Just as you do not know how the life breath enters the fetus in the mother's womb, so you do not know what God will allow to happen, and he is responsible for everything that happens. Therefore, sow your seed in the morning, and in the evening do not let your hands be idle, for you do not know which will succeed, the one or the other, or whether both will do equally well. Enjoy your life now while you are still young. It is delightful to see the light. It is wonderful to enjoy the light of the sun. If a person lives many years, he should enjoy them all. But he should keep in mind the approaching time of darkness, for it will last a long time. Life is short and fleeting, so be joyful, young man, while you are young. Let your heart rejoice during the time of your youth. Do everything you truly want to do, and whatever your eyes see to do, do, keeping in mind that God will evaluate everything you do. Rid your heart of sorrow and banish unhappiness from your body, for youth and the prime of life are fleeting. Honor the one who created you while you are still young. Do this before the times of difficulty come and the years arrive when you say, I find no pleasure in them. Before the sun and the light, the moon and the stars grow dark, and the rainy season never ends. When the keepers of the house tremble with age, and the strong men stoop. When the grinders cease because they are few, and those who look through the windows can no longer see. when the doors that open into the street are closed and the sound of the grinding fades. When one awakens at the sound of the birds, but all their songs grow faint. When one is afraid of heights and of dangers along the road. When the almond tree blooms its white blossoms and the locust droops, and the caper berry no longer stirs desire. Then the person goes to his eternal home, and his mourners march about the streets. Honor the one who has created you before the silver cord snaps and the golden bowl is broken, before the pitcher is shattered at the spring and the water pot is broken at the well, and the dust returns to the ground it came from, and the spirit returns to God who gave it. Utterly transitory, says the teacher, everything is transitory. Then the epilogue. Not only was the teacher wise, he also taught people what he knew. He pondered things, researched, and wrote much on the subject of wisdom. The teacher sought to explain things accurately and to write honestly and truthfully. The teachings of the wise are like goads, and their collected sayings are like sharp protrusions embedded in the goads. These goads are wielded by the divine shepherd. Beware, my son, of anything other than what wise people teach. There is no end to what has been written, and there is no end to what can be studied and learned. But after considering everything, the conclusion is this: obey God and do what he wants you to do. This applies to every human being, for God will judge everything that human beings have done, including every secret thing, whether good or bad. Okay, so we see that there are some mirrored things from the end of the text to the beginning of the text, and that's the literary structure here. And just to kind of go back and elucidate a few things, it talks about just making sure that you don't miss out on life, and then it talks about the passage of time and old age. So it talks about things like light and the senses fading with age. It talks about the grinders, which are teeth, and that they become few. Like, you lose your teeth, you lose your eyesight, things growing faint, waking up early as often happens when you're older, but you can't hear the birds because their sounds are faint. And it talks about the almond blossoms, which are white, and your hair going white, and the locust droops. That's a virility thing. The caper berry no longer stirs desire. That's the same thing. This poem is done in couplets, so you can see that the things repeat, and it'll talk about the one thing and then the other. It also talks about the silver cord snaps and the golden bowl is broken. Not exactly sure what that means, but it talks about things that can't be recovered. Once a golden bowl is broken, you can't put it back together again. And the pitcher shattered in the spring, and the water pot broken at the well. Those are things that are, you know, unusable. Then the well is unusable once those things are broken, and that's like death. So in the end, the teacher talks about the ultimate and final outcome of us. We go to the grave. And so because of the transitory nature of life, it's important to live now, to live wisely now, and to avoid foolishness and folly, and to avoid being a fool, to live wisely, even though a fool and a wise person both end up in the same place. And life is ultimately very short, transitory, like a vapor, that to live wisely is still the better choice and benefits more people and will help you live a better life. But there are things that you can't control in this world, and they befall both the wise and the foolish. So Ecclesiastes is just one of these gems that's in the Bible because it's so helpful and practical, and it's just one of these standouts among ancient texts. So I urge you to read that for your homework. If you haven't read Ecclesiastes already, go and read the whole thing through and notice the patterns that emerge, that the beginning and the end are like bread on a sandwich, and they sandwich the middle part, and see what you come up with. See if you see anything new, and see if it changes your outlook on life at all, that you shouldn't be living too much into the future, but you should be living right now in the moment where you are. So I hope you enjoyed this. If you would rate the show on iTunes, I would really appreciate it. And mention Soul School, because a lot of people think that Spark My Muse is just interviews with guests, and I've tried to make it not that. And I've tried since last year to bring Soul School to you every Wednesday. And I thank you so much for listening. You can check in on Friday to hear a guest. And I appreciate you so much. May you be blessed.